Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Charlie Kirk Show. Producer Andrew Colvett filling in for Charlie today. But never fear. We have a fully loaded show just in store for you guys. The show must go on. And it does. It does indeed. We cover the news breaking out of Virginia that, guess what? Surprise, surprise. Youngkin is not going to fight for mask freedom and mandate freedom in Virginia. He is bowing out of that one. We have the update there, and we have an explosive new report out of Southlake, Texas, where, lo and behold, the feds are coming down, breathing down the necks of parents that just took back their school boards. We have that and an exclusive interview with United Airlines pilots that are now, because of that company's mandate, not getting paid, not getting insurance. These are people with families. We have the exclusive for you. You're not going to want to miss it. You're going to want to get behind these people. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie.
I am going to be joined in this segment by Captain Sherry Walker and Captain Dave Morgan of Airline Employees for Health Freedom. They happen to be United Airlines pilots, and they are pretty good at what they do. 787, International 767. These guys are experts. They keep us safe. They make the skies friendly. They get us from point A to point B. And now they are going to tell us their story about their experience with these vax mandates that have been spreading across the country. There is news today that OSHA has now at least temporarily sidelined this plan of vax mandates pending circuit court judgments that have fully put a stop to it, at least for the time being. So we're going to keep monitoring that. Dave Morgan, thank you so much for joining us. Captain Sherry Walker, thank you so much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about what you guys have been going through. The floor is yours. I've got some tape, by the way, that we can play at some point in the segment of the CEO of United. I know you're not speaking on behalf of United here, but I think it's pertinent to what we're discussing. So I do want to get to that. But tell us what you've been going through. Tell us a little bit about your background. Are you guys getting paid right now?
I went on unpaid leave a week ago on Friday. I'm a pilot for United Airlines. I was hired in Continental Airlines in 1998. So I've been here 23 and a half years. We've spent many years out in the island of Guam for Continental Micronesia. And 3 years ago, just before the pandemic, we moved from Guam to the great state of Arizona. And I fly 787 out of San Francisco. Pandemic came down the pipe and we pressed on. We are the front lines that were willing to do whatever it took. We are a team of many, many people. And I'm a voice representing thousands who I wish also could have this opportunity to speak. But we worked through this thing and with a really can-do, cooperative spirit of let's get through this. Because I was also a pilot during 9/11. I remember that vividly. We worked through that. And then suddenly on the backside of this, here comes this vaccine mandate. And those of us who pressed on and made the wheels turn, the airplanes fly, the people who were able to fly from point A to point, we were there to get them there. And all of a sudden, Scott Kirby says, we're not safe anymore. You're done. So as of last Friday, I've been placed on unpaid leave, and they've basically cut my cord. I have no insurance, no benefits. I can't retire. I have no access to anything. have shut me down. And to make it worse, I can't pass travel. I can't even jump seat on other airline jump seats. So I'm scrambling right now to see what I'm going to do with insurance. I have three boys, 12, 16, and 18.
Yeah, I saw the pictures of your family, Dave, and it was, I mean, you have a beautiful family. They're young. I mean, it's, I mean, what are they going to do when their breadwinner of the family is unable to collect a paycheck for the company he served for 23 years? I think it's criminal, frankly. And Captain Sherry Walker, I want to get to you as well. So you're the co-founder of this group. Who do you represent? I see on your website here that there's a religious liberty aspect to what you guys are doing, you know, religious exemptions, things like that. Talk us through what you guys are working on. Who's part of this group and how did it come to be?
Hi, Andrew, and thank you. Yes, I am a co-founder along with Laura Cox of Airline Employees for Health Freedom. We are approaching 4,000 members across the airline industry. Yes, we have members from Hawaiian Airlines. We have members from Southwest Airlines. But we've actually taken it across the transportation industry with now members from Amtrak and the trucking industry as well. So on August 6th, when our CEO announced the vaccine mandate, we realized that it was his right. A business has a right to set its work rules. However, they are obligated under Title VII to follow the established laws. So throughout the process, which was discriminatory and retaliatory, and Dave's story kind of tells us a lot about it. He's one of thousands. We grew very quickly into an organization to help people reach out to the company, get their religious exemptions and medical ADA exemptions in place. The unfortunate part is, as you'll show in your video, it appears that the decks were stacked against us. And as deadlines came and went, as Dave said, on the 27th, we all flew airplanes. On the 28th of September, we were all unsafe to fly airplanes because we didn't have a jab. So together, the 2,000 United employees that are in our organization started a class action lawsuit against our employer to force them to follow Title VII. We do not believe that unpaid indefinite leave is a reasonable accommodation. We believe that the models like Delta Airlines doing their testing and others would be more than appropriate. And unfortunately, we're worried about how this is going to play out in this busy travel season.
Well, of course. I mean, all we're hearing about is there's a labor supply issue, especially with the airlines. I mean, you guys ramped up, you ramped down during the pandemic and then you ramped right back up. There was some of those employees were no longer employees. You had to restaff. You had to retrain. There's been a massive amount of delays. I mean, so now all of a sudden, despite all of those challenges, United Airlines is going to double down and they're going to say, you guys are no longer fit to fly 787 International, 767, as you do, Sherry. So, you know, I, if it's okay, I mean, I don't want to interrupt your story because it's important to hear directly from you guys, but I want to play a couple pieces of sound here. Cut 71. This is United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby asked whether employees who obtain an exemption will be placed on unpaid leave. I want to hear the question, and then I'm going to play his answer. Cut 71.
We do have a couple questions with respect to vaccine. One of them is from Anonymous here. It says, I've been told by management pilot that pilots who get the approval to use the RAP for medical or religious reasons to avoid the COVID vaccine, they would still be on the United seniority list. However, they will stay home and not be paid. Is this really how United plans on handling this very sensitive issue?
Okay. Now, stick with me here. Let's play his answer. And I have to say, Dave, you sent me this morning. I was drop jawed at his tone. I would say it was tone deaf. It was remarkably tone deaf. So let's go ahead and play it for the audience. 72, cut 72.
I don't think so. I don't know. You bet. That is a question. I don't know. Although I don't think that's the case. By the way, there are going to be very few people that get through the medical and religious exemption. There's some pretty strict rules about that. So I would encourage any pilot that's decided they all of a sudden, or any employee that's all of a sudden decided, I'm really religious, and I'm going to say I'm going to get, you know, you're putting your job on the line. You better be very careful about that.
So, Sherry, Dave, did some pilots suddenly find religion, or is that just the most offensive thing I've ever heard?
Let me preface that video with the fact that The entire video was played in the preliminary injunction hearing, 23 minutes of audio. And it appeared that our Your Honor, Judge Pittman wasn't didn't take kindly to those words as well. So, yes, it appears that while Scott Kirby has couched his claims on this vaccine mandate in safety, that there perhaps might be some other underlying reasons. And in fact, it was pointed out in the judge's ruling that United's presentation was basically pretextual. In other words, it was hidden in safety, but it really was a marketing ploy. So the fact that our boss said up front before the vaccine mandate reasonable accommodation deadline that he was not going to honor a majority of our religious beliefs and our medical issues. Yeah, that's the basis for our case.
My goodness. Well, and you mentioned that you're incorporating all of the transportation industry. You know, I've got a cut here. I'm not going to play it. This is the CEO of the American Trucking Association says that 37% of drivers not only said no, but hell no to getting the vaccine. So we've got a supply chain shortage or supply chain crisis. We've got a labor shortage, and they are running full steam ahead on this, even though OSHA just suspended their own mandate. Dave, where does this leave folks like you? I mean, I got the pleasure to meet you in Phoenix yesterday. Are you taking like a vacation, or I mean, what's the next steps for you guys? I mean, how do we find a resolution? What's the next step?
My step is to trust the Lord. He is driving me right now, walking by faith.
So you didn't just suddenly find religion, Dave? I mean, what an offensive comment from the CEO of United. I can't believe he said that.
He's not concerned one bit about my health or any of my coworkers' health. And he's certainly not encouraging us to pursue the freedoms allotted to us by the Constitution of our great and free country.
Well, and I want to open this up to both of you. So Biden's is on the record publicly stating that United went from 59% of their employees to 99% of their employees getting vaccinated in 2 months after implementing the requirement. So are you guys part of the 1%, or is this complete hogwash?
Well, factually, there was about 40% of the company that was unvaccinated at the time of the mandate. Now, through coercion, strong arming, basic threatening, we've had a lot of folks acquiesce. Unfortunately, we've had a lot of folks acquiesce that have also found themselves harmed. And we could go on for hours about stories of people who cannot get the vaccine, but yet the company threatened their job. This week is termination week, so the phones are ringing off the hook trying to help people.
And you're talking about adverse events from the COVID vaccine, which is absolutely true. I want to make sure people know how to get in touch with you and get behind your cause. But, you know, have the people at United not read the case of Gibraltar that has 100% vaccination rate, and they are experiencing a massive spike in COVID cases, 100% vaccination rate. And now you got the New Mexico governor who's saying that you're not fully vaccinated unless you have 3 shots. So I don't know what the end game for these folks are, but they're certainly not paying attention to the science. And I think it's really disappointing that a company like United would be putting good employees that have dedicated decades of their lives to that company through such a traumatic experience.
Look, everyone out there has been asking me, Charlie, how do I get more pillows? Well, that's MyPillow.com. And it's promo code Charlie, actually. It's a great special. And MyPillow doesn't have their box stores anymore, so we got to help them out. And part of them being canceled, they want to give you the lowest price yet. So you can get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard MyPillow regularly, $69.98. Now only $19.98 with the promo code. They also have queen size, regularly $79.98. and $24.98 with a promo code, or king size, usually $89.98, only $29.98 with your promo code. MyPillow is not just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to new beds. The promo code Kirk also works on my store and frankspeech.com. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-875-0425 and use promo code Kirk to take advantage of Mike's special offer on his standard MyPillow. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk, or call 800-875-0425. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk.
God bless you guys for what you're doing. Thank you for all of the work that you did, especially in the height of the pandemic. You kept the airlines moving. You kept everything moving forward at a very critical time. And this is how they were paying you for it. And it really infuriates me to hear your story and to know you have three young kids at home. You sent me pictures of them. A beautiful family. We're talking salt of the earth people. These are everyday Americans. These are the people that keep us safe. Dave, I just found it so poignant that when I asked you a question, what is your next step? Your answer was, I think, profound. You said you're going to trust God. And these are the type of you're the type of people that are keeping us safe, like I said. And you're salt of the earth. You have virtue. You have hard work, dedication to these companies for decades. You know what next steps can you guys take? And I mean, in a very practical sense, what are the next couple weeks looking like? Is United Airlines going to be canceling flights, or is this going to be something that we see in the news?
Andrew, I'm focused on a fundraiser to keep our fight going in federal court. And my blinders are really on peripherally.
Okay.
We're having a fundraiser in Cave Creek on Saturday at the Buffalo Chip with...
All right. So hold on, Dave. Hold on, Dave. Cave Creek in Buffalo Chip, Arizona. Cave Creek, Arizona at the Buffalo Chip. And how can people get involved in that fundraiser? And if they don't live here, how can they get behind you guys?
If you don't live here, go to AE4HF.org and contribute to our funds. Our fight, 100% of the funds goes to our legal fees. We are a C4, a 501c4, so no contributions are tax deductible, but every penny counts. And we are unemployed people going out of pocket to pay for our own legal fight in federal court against a giant who's got a whole floor of staffed attorneys. Now, if you're local, I invite you to come out and join us in Cave Creek, Arizona. It's about 30 minutes north of the Phoenix Airport. Saturday, the 20th, 1 to 5, we have a growing list of distinguished speakers. And the top of that list is Dr. Cordy Williams. He's running for U.S. Senate out of California, and he is flying in just for this event.
Yeah, I hope he's choosing his airlines wisely. You know, that's something that occurs to me here, Sherry. We've got a large national audience, large podcast audience, one of the top shows in the country. I wonder how many of them fly United. You know, this is going to have ramifications, especially if this story takes root. There's competitors out there. Delta does not have this policy. Southwest does not have this policy, although they tried. Am I correct?
Well, the key thing here is our case will be a precedent setting. So right now, started in the 5th and they moved it to the 6th based on the lottery, the OSHA mandate, which is a constitutional question that was going to force Southwest and all the rest of the airlines to have to implement this mandate, has been put on pause. So there are our choices out there. Now, our employer has chosen to hold the line, so to speak, or take this foolishly to destroy the lives of some of its most experienced and valued workers. We can get into the years and years of experience. I mean, at some point when you're looking at a 74-year-old flight attendant with 50 years at the company and she's no longer valued because of her faith, that becomes criminal.
Well, yeah. And I can't believe that. I mean, I know I keep saying it, but the fact that he would say, oh, they found religion just recently. I mean, it's just preposterous and it's so offensive to so many people that have faith and sincerely held beliefs and don't want to be told what they do with their body. I mean, bodily autonomy should be a core foundational principle of this country. So guys, we only have 30 seconds left. I want Sherry, can you repeat the website? Where can people go to support you guys?
www.ae4hf.org. We'll take any blessings you have. If you can spare a few dollars, help us out.
Great.
We'll keep the fight going.
Thank you guys.
Do you want to be a hero for the holidays? How about getting your loved ones a new iPhone? That's right. Pure Talk has iPhone 12 starting at $479 through the end of the year. And yes, they have 13s too. If you switch to Pure Talk, you get great nationwide 5G coverage. Yes, the same coverage as the big guys. But the average family saves over $800 a year. Now that's just smart. There is no need to overpay for Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, Plus. With Pure Talk's 30-day risk-free guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data is just $30 a month. And like I said, the iPhone 12 is just $479 this month. Go to puretalk.com to find out exactly the plan and phone that's right for you. Use their savings calculator to see how much your family will save. Just go to puretalk.com and enter promo code Kirk to save an additional 50% off your first month and save on a new phone. That's puretalk.com, promo code Kirk. Disclaimer, some restrictions apply. See website for details.
I want to pivot here to a story that is, it's a massive story. It's out of Southlake, Texas. Federal investigators, this is per NBC News, launched civil rights probe into Southlake, Texas schools. Now, you will remember that Southlake became one of the hotbeds in this CRT school board battle that has been raging across the country with concerned parents. Now, yesterday, Charlie did an amazing job covering Memogate, as we are thus dubbing it, where it has now become clear that despite Merrick Garland's claims that there was no FBI, you know, surveilling of parents, that is indeed the case. A whistleblower has come forth. Some of our favorite representatives, like Jim Jordan out of Ohio, have been leading on this issue. Actually, we have Jim Jordan is going to be joining the show here soon for a long-form discussion here shortly. He's also got a great book out. Recommend everybody checking it out. So Jim Jordan's been out front on Memogate. Now we find out that there's something brewing, and I don't love the direction. There's two simultaneous concurrent streams that are running counter to what we all thought we learned after Virginia, after even New Jersey was too close to call on election night, after Republicans swept races all across the country, even in Seattle. What were the messages that we thought we learned? Well, that CRT is dumb and that parents don't like it and that it's a losing issue for Democrats and that Republicans get rewarded when they fight things like CRT, when they don't take a neutral stance in the public square, but fight it with everything they've got. And they say, listen, I'm going to exercise state power and not cop out on some, you know, we believe in small government, which we do. But these are not mutually exclusive things. The government, as constituted in the United States of America, is designed fundamentally to protect the rights of its citizens and to protect the rights of parents. And what conservatives too often do is they hide behind that as a excuse to do nothing, to fight for nothing, to stand for nothing, and to be neutral. Now, this report out of NBC, and I'm going to circle back to that. Pardon the Jen Psaki-ism there. Report out of Hot Air, all a pundit, Glenn Youngkin, I won't stop local governments that want to impose COVID mandates. Now, he ran on banning CRT on day one in office across the state. Now, we liked that. He got rewarded for that. He got elected governor of Virginia for that type of stance. And here we have him moving backwards. And as Ala Pundit put it, and I tend to agree, I don't think Ala Pundit is necessarily on board with this, but I agree with this. Land speed record for traveling from populist hero to rhino sellout. It's well put. Now, I'm not going against Youngkin at this point. I think he ran a smart race. I think he embraced the populist energy in the conservative movement. I thought he did a good job there. I hope he follows through on banning CRT. But to move back on mask mandate and vax mandates for our children and for the rest of society, he's not going to impose that on local governments. So do you see the issue here? Where on the one hand, we get rewarded for doing something right and courageous and strong and fighting back with some teeth and some willpower. And then on the very next move, after getting rewarded and told you're on the right track, he steps back and he says, I'm not going to impose that locally. It's not what us conservatives do.
No matter what the government says, the holidays are coming and I hope you'll be spending it with friends and family. It's never too late to start gift shopping for the holidays. Especially because today, you could save big on a gift they'll use every day. Raycon wireless earbuds. Producer Andrew is a big Raycon fan. In fact, he's an advocate. Some would say a defender of Raycons. My Raycons have traveled with me all around the world, but nothing compared to Producer Andrew's. when he travels the country, he goes to Europe, he's always sending me pictures of him selfies with his Raycons. With seamless Bluetooth pairing and a comfortable noise isolating fit, you could start listening right away. The audio quality is amazing. Just ask Andrew the next time you see him, maybe at America Fest, look him in the eyes and say, how great is Raycon? He might actually have his Raycon earbuds in. Raycon offers 8 hours of playtime and 32-hour battery life. So this holiday season, get them something they can use for calls or for music, for work or for play, on the home or on the go. Or pick up a pair for yourself. Don't trust me, trust Andrew. And you can ask him about how great Raycon earbuds are. So go to buyraycon.com/Kirk. That's buyraycon.com/Kirk today to unlock exclusive deals, up to 20% off your Raycon order. But hurry, this offer is available for a limited time only, and you don't want to miss it. That's buyraycon.com/Kirk to unlock up to 20% off your Raycons. You could be as happy as Andrew is. Go to buyraycon.com/Kirk.
Democrat strategists say the party should hit back harder against GOP critical race theory claims. On a political level, it's a real threat, one strategist told Insider. But strategists say they shouldn't lose sight of economic issues as the top priority. Okay, a little bit of back and forth, even in the header and the subhead. They called it a racist dog whistle and a lie. But those messages haven't helped Democrats tamp down on the uproar Republicans are fueling over critical race theory, now a misused catch-all term for teaching on race and diversity in K-12 schools that's firing up protests at school board meetings around the country. In Virginia, Republican Governor-elect Glenn Youngkin exploited the term. Interesting word choice, exploited. Exploited the term and pledged to ban it in classrooms on his first day as governor. And even though critical race theory, an academic approach to examining racial bias, that's very nice, an academic approach to, it's white racism. It's anti-white racism, pure and simple. It's resegregation. It's backwards. It's the most regressive ideology that you will ever encounter. It's cultural Marxism, but under the guise of racialism, of racial justice. Okay? That word justice. It's the word that the left claims, and they don't have any idea of who gets to define what justice is. It's basically their topic du jour, their morality du jour that continually moves. It's not rooted in anything eternal. It's not rooted in any type of faith tradition that is eternal or long-lasting, that has tradition behind it. It's whatever they think justice is that day, but they'll use the term, and then you are the person that they're going to contend with to get the justice that they deserve. You conservative, you Republican, you racist parents all across the nation. So they go and say that it's just, CRT is just examining our history of racial bias and is most often taught in law schools. Well, that was true until George Floyd and Floydapalooza. Democrat strategists say the party should hit back harder against divisive GOP claims while not losing sight of the priority of voters and the economy. Well, okay, at least they want to talk about the economy that they're running into the ground. On a political level, it's a real threat that is allowing Republicans to claw back the inroads that Democrats have made in the suburbs over the last couple of election cycles, said Jim Manley, a longtime aide to former Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid. Democrats haven't yet pushed back on this issue enough. But the good news is the party's response is effective. They just need to make the case relentlessly. Voters run from the Republicans when Democrats peel back the onion on what these claims really mean. And he basically goes on to say that the truth is on our side, that we're just examining the racial history of America. And by the way, I hope they double down. I hope they triple down on this awful, terrible, no good idea. Because it's what fueled these Republican gains all across the country, these conservative gains all across the country. Now, there's this big push. Conservatives get wins on the board. Democrats say, we're going to push back harder. We're going to double down on CRT. And we're going to just say, it's just examining racial bias in our state. It's nothing to see here, folks. And all across the nation, Republicans recalled communist school board members, because that's basically what they are, cultural Marxists, socialist sympathizers. And they put conservatives in place. This was an issue that had been left alone by conservatives for far too long. And meanwhile, the left insidiously creeped in and started controlling our kids' education. This is what we see in Scottsdale, Arizona, where a 24-year-old childless basement-dwelling miscreant compiles a dossier about parents that were concerned about what the schools were teaching their children in Scottsdale. No kids, no nothing, just wanted to run for any office. Total socialist. So in Southlake, Texas, and this is the full circle moment, they did something about it. Friend of the show, Dana Lash, has been out front on this in Southlake. She's a resident of Southlake. She was part of fighting back, and they made incredible gains. They took back the school board. And now guess what? MSNBC, NBC, the kings and queens of the Kenosha hearing, as it were, today, that have now been banned from the courthouse. Well, they have a new report out of Southlake. The U.S. Education Department's civil rights enforcement arm. And by the way, just a small note, whenever you give away your power to these federal bureaucracies that actually have the rule of law and the force of law behind them, which happened after the 60s, this is what you get. The people of Southlake stood up and took back their power, and now the Fed is coming in, the enforcement arm of the Civil Rights Division. The Department official for Civil Rights notified the suburban school district's officials last week that it had opened three investigations into complaints about discrimination against students based on their race, gender, and national origin. The agency declined to provide details on the allegation and doesn't comment on pending investigations. The report goes on to say that the fact that these investigations have been launched basically means they have really good reason to believe that they're going to take action. Now, these investigations can take quite a long time. They can take many, many months, even years. So I'm going to play the cut that just kind of that plays this all, tells you, it lays the story out. Cut 76. Play cut 76.
In Southlake, Texas, the U.S. Department of Education has launched three civil rights investigations at the Carroll School District over unspecified allegations of discrimination based on race, nationality, and gender. Volunteers spent almost 2 years developing a school diversity plan, but some parents pushed back, launching a lawsuit that effectively killed the plan.
There will be no home for this toxic ideology here in Southlake.
So the federal investigations come 3 years after leaders in Carroll school system, 30 miles northwest of Dallas, promised and ultimately failed to make these sweeping changes to address racism in the district following the release of a video of a white high school student chanting the N-word. Okay, so this is what happens. There's one incident. The mainstream news media parrots it, trumpets it all over the place. It then becomes this movement issue where helps fuel the riots, all this stuff. So it was one incident that they claim. Now they're investigating three. Meanwhile, the parents rose up and took back control of Southlake, of the school board. And guess what they did? Just like the Democrat strategists told us they were going to do in the pages of Business Insider, they said, we're going to push back twice as hard. We're going to double down because this is just racial bias in our country. Folks, we have not seen the last of the CRT battles in this country. We have only seen the beginning because these people, this is their religion. This is where they get their purpose and value and meaning out of life, is to fight the man and fight for justice, whatever that is today. And they're coming for parents. And it's coming for Southlake and many more places around the country. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. If you want to support the work we do at The Charlie Kirk Show, with or without our fearless leader, please consider going to charliekirk.com/support. Help us grow our team. Help support the message and the mission. It means the world to us. Thanks so much, everybody. We'll see you next time.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.